Everybody's getting excited about the new Star Wars movie, yeah. But me too. But get this, in a recent interview, George Lucas said that Disney turned down his idea for the new movie and said it felt like breaking up with somebody. It felt even more like a breakup when Yoda handed him a box and said, "My CDs I want back." And you go, "You want back your CDs?"
The Force Awakens is the 7th movie in the Star Wars story. The last things we saw in the Star Wars universe when we left off, our heroes, as you may recall, were dancing on Endor with a village of Ewoks. Now, this one picks up the morning after that Ewok dance party when Luke wakes up and realizes he got drunk and had sex with two of them. And...
Chemistry test with Sofia Vergara and Daisy Ridley.
Hurry, the ship's leaving.
Yes! We need to go to space! Is it for the little minions?
What?
I love minions! The little yellow guy! They're so funny, you can't understand nothing they say!
Shaquille O'Neal reading for Chewbacca.
Disney's done a very good job of keeping the details of the film under wraps, and because of that, the internet has been flooded with all manner of creative theories. A lot of fans are wondering why Luke Skywalker hasn't been in the posters or the promotional materials, and there's been speculation that he's in exile, maybe he went to the dark side. Some people think he was transformed into the villain Kylo Ren, who's played by Adam Driver, and I figured something out that I think is very interesting. I think it's something that people are going to talk about for years to come. The name Kylo Ren, put that up on the screen. If you rearrange the letters here, rearrange, it spells Yonkler. Is that not something?
Okay. Chemistry test for John Mayer and Daisy Ridley.
You saved my life. How can I ever
We gotta use the force.
Dame Maggie Smith.
I'm sorry, what exactly am I to do with this?
This is the most anticipated sequel since, I think, since the New Testament, really.
Nona Judd testing for Rey.
I know you do a lot of father storylines, but what about one about a mama? Or a horse? Or the Lord Jesus Christ?
Oh, yeah. Now we have it, fun.
Right, so I feel like the force is controlled through the eyes.
Wrong.
Is that George Lucas?
Not controlled through the eyes. I'm not George Lucas.
You are George Lucas.
You're not the George Lucas you're looking for.
Screen test. David Beckham.
So he's playing Fisson. Oh, I'm a bendit.
No, please. No.
You will get me a Coke Zero?
We don't have any Coke Zero.
You will get me a Coke Zero?
George, we only have Diet Coke.
Find your lack of Coke Zero disturbing. Star Wars.
Chris Tucker, screen test.
Hey, can you feel the force coming out of my mouth? Coming.
Chemistry test, Michael Bublé and Daisy Ridley.
Another season, another reason for making Wookiee.
Danny DeVito auditioning for BB-8.
According to the marketing people at Disney, 70% of Star Wars ticket holders, people who bought tickets in advance, are men between the ages of 18 and 49. Now, most Star Wars fans are male, but to try to bring in the biggest possible audience, they're specifically targeting young women. And this new trailer, I think, does a very good job of sending the message that Star Wars is for everyone.
Rey was looking for love in all the wrong places. Without a man, she was no one.
I'm no one.
But in a galaxy of bad guys, one young stormtrooper was on the same journey. And no matter what stood in their way, or what handsome older gentleman distracted her, sometimes the greatest force of all is love.
Look at the stars, look how they shine.
History.